Those will be for the Q&A.
All right, everybody. Good afternoon. My name is Scott Brown, and I'm the Senior Director of Corporate Communications for True North Sports Entertainment Limited and the Winnipeg Jets Hockey Club. I'd like to welcome all of you to the MTS Center today, and those of you watching live on Sportsnet 360 and Rogers Sportsnet West, and listening live on TSN 1290 and locally on CGOB. Yes, today we are indeed here to formally announce the 2016 Tim Hortons NHL Heritage Classic, which will take place at Investors Group Field here in Winnipeg, Manitoba on Sunday, October 23rd. Of course, that will be preceded by a Legends game at the stadium on Saturday, October the 22nd, but there will be a lot more of those details to come. First, with some words on behalf of the National Hockey League, I'd like to welcome the Deputy Commissioner, Mr. Bill Daly.
Good afternoon. It's an honor for me to be in such a great hockey city like Winnipeg to make the 2016 Tim Hortons Heritage Classic game official with this announcement. But before getting to the game itself, I want to say a few words about what owners Mark Chipman and David Thompson and the whole True North Sports and Entertainment organization have been able to do and establish in bringing the NHL back to the peg. I have been fortunate enough to get to know Mark and become acquainted with Mark Chipman over a period of almost 15 years now, dating back to Mark's days as owner of the Manitoba Moose, first in the International Hockey League and then in the American Hockey League. Mark always had a passion for hockey, but more importantly, he had a passion for Winnipeg. And he had a vision that many in the hockey community doubted and thought was far-fetched. And the vision was to bring the National Hockey League back to Winnipeg. Mark worked doggedly to make that vision a reality. He positioned the city, the franchise, and the ownership group in the best possible light. And when the first opportunity presented itself, he and David Thompson seized it on behalf of this community and on behalf of all of Canada. His vision for this team and this city has not only become a reality, it has become a model of success that is admired across the National Hockey League. Having been here in person to witness the club's first playoff game appearance since returning to the NHL, I can say with certainty that it was unlike anything I've ever experienced. The excitement level of the fans, both in the arena and in the community, was palpable and inspiring. It was that unique and quintessential statement to the hockey world that the Winnipeg Jets are back, and they're back for good. And while this year hasn't gone as planned or hoped to this point, there's no question that this team has a very bright future. And in that vein, I would like to wish Mark, Team General Manager Kevin Cheveldayoff, Team Head Coach Paul Maurice, and the entire Winnipeg Jets roster good luck and success both for the balance of this year and years to come. As I stand here today to make this announcement, it is fair to say that I don't think that anyone could have even begun to imagine how much of an impact outdoor hockey would have on the National Hockey League, our business, and our fans. At the time, the first Heritage Classic was played on November 22, 2003 in Edmonton at Commonwealth Stadium. It was a new and unique concept developed and championed by the Edmonton Oilers organization, and it was a concept that, despite many challenges we faced in the inaugural game, not only proved successful, but really captured the imagination of our fans and sports fans everywhere. Now, some 13 years and 17 outdoor games later, and having drawn more than 1 million fans in attendance to NHL hockey in the great outdoors, it is my honor and privilege to announce that the Winnipeg Jets will host our next outdoor game and the next chapter of the Tim Hortons Heritage Classic when the Edmonton Oilers visit Winnipeg on October 23, 2016 for a game that will be played at Investors Field, home of the CFL's Winnipeg Blue Bombers. It will mark the first time that the Jets will have played in an NHL outdoor game and will obviously mark the first time the NHL will sponsor and organize an outdoor event in Manitoba. The Jets will become the 22nd NHL franchise to participate in an outdoor game. For the Oilers, they will be featured in an outdoor game for the first time since the historic inaugural edition of the game back in 2003. The 2016 matchup between Winnipeg and Edmonton pays tribute to the rich history and tradition shared between the two cities and the two franchises. Both the Oilers and the original Jets trace their roots to the old World Hockey Association, and both entered the NHL as expansion franchises when the WHA folded in 1979. Before joining the NHL, Winnipeg was a powerhouse in the WHA, making the finals in five of the last seven of the league's seasons and winning three championships, including by defeating the Wayne Gretzky-led Oilers in the last playoff series in WHA history. The rivalry continued when the teams joined the NHL, but success on the ice shifted in favor of the Oilers. Winnipeg and Edmonton faced off six times in the Stanley Cup playoffs between 1983 and 1990, with the Oilers emerging victorious in each of those series and going on to win five Stanley Cups during that period in 1984, 1985, 1987, 1988, and 1990, the league's last truly dominant team. The current versions of the Jets and Oilers feature some of the top talent in the NHL. The Jets and the Oilers each boast four players who were just this past week recognized as among the world's best hockey players by being named to the initial rosters of the eight teams who will be participating in the World Cup of Hockey tournament in Toronto later this year. From the Jets, goaltender Andrei Pavlik was named to Team Czech Republic, goaltender Connor Hellebuck was named to Team North America, and defenseman Dustin Byfuglien and forward Blake Wheeler were named to Team USA. From the Oilers, forward Connor McDavid was named to Team North America. Forward Lauri Korpikoski was named to Team Finland, and forward Leon Draisaitl and defenseman Andre Sekera were named to Team Europe. The outdoor games are special, there's no doubt. And the Tim Hortons Heritage Classic games in particular have been special in bringing all Canadian matchups to Canadian fans. These games present a unique opportunity for our friends and families to join together and celebrate the game and, more importantly, the game's roots. And it always gives our league great pride to announce special events in the country where the game originated. Canada's heritage and the sport of hockey are forever intertwined. While I was born in the United States and raised in the United States, my mom was born and raised a Canadian, and not only passed on to me a love and passion for the game, but also demonstrated to me how closely the game is held and how much the game is revered in every Canadian's heart. So in closing, the National Hockey League is proud to award this very special league event and matchup with a historic rival to the Winnipeg Jets franchise and to its fans. It should go without saying that all of us at the NHL will look forward with great excitement and anticipation to the 2016 Tim Hortons Heritage Classic that will be played right here in Winnipeg. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's needless to say that all of us at True North Sports and Entertainment Limited are very excited about this opportunity. And to expound on that, I'd like to call upon our Executive Chairman, Mr. Mark Chipman.
Thanks, Scott. Let me begin by, first of all, thanking Bill for his very kind words and the National Hockey League for giving us the honor of hosting this wonderful event, and by expressing our sincere gratitude to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and in particular Wade Miller, who's here with us, for all of their efforts in helping bring this event to our community and for welcoming us into their home at Investors Group Field. So when we joined the NHL back in 2011, there was a lot to get done in a very short period of time. And we very much wanted to honor the history of the Jets back then. We were really more interested in doing so properly. As we began to think about how we could best do so, it occurred to us that hosting a Heritage Classic and building a series of events around an outdoor game provided the most appropriate way to acknowledge the history of the Winnipeg Jets. As we all know, and as Bill mentioned, that history began in 1972 when a team captained by Ab McDonald and anchored forever in history by a line made up of Bobby Hull, Anders Hedberg, and Ulf Nilsson. In 1979, the Jets carried their rivalry with the Alberta Oilers to the National Hockey League, and for more than 17 seasons, the battle between Winnipeg and Edmonton intensified and provided fans of both teams a lifetime of memories. So as you begin to contemplate all of the fantastic players that made up those teams, and you begin to imagine what it would be like to see them on the ice once again, playing each other, perhaps for the last time, and you're reminded of the fact that both teams began their days of professional hockey in the WHA, and later entered the NHL together, it became obvious that inviting the Edmonton Oilers to join in our celebration of NHL hockey made perfect sense. So that's exactly what we've done, and we could not be more excited. As Scott mentioned, the 2016 Tim Hortons Heritage Classic weekend will commence on October 21st with the True North Foundation Gala Dinner, hosted by Ron McLean and featuring many of the key players that are in fact the heritage of professional hockey in Winnipeg and Edmonton. On Saturday, October 22nd, Investors Group Field will host the Jets-Oilers Legends game, and I'm thrilled to announce today that the Jets will be captained by Hall of Famer Dale Hawerchuk, who will give his insights on that game in just a moment. And of course, on Sunday, October 23rd, the rivalry between Winnipeg and Edmonton will continue as our current Jets will host the Oilers in the 2016 Tim Hortons Heritage Classic. No doubt, our fans will have lots of questions regarding the logistics of moving a regular season game from the MTS Center to Investors Group Field, and I'll be happy to answer as many of those questions as possible during the Q&A or immediately after this event. As you can imagine, there are lots of details to finalize. However, I would like to stress that all of our season ticket holders and suite holders will have the opportunity to purchase both games. That is an absolute certainty. Now, just allow me to conclude by thanking Kevin Lowe, who came in to be with us today, and the Edmonton Oilers, past and present, for so graciously and enthusiastically accepting our invitation to participate in this historic weekend. And it is now my pleasure to introduce you the captain of the 2016 Winnipeg Jets Legends team, a veteran of 16 NHL seasons, including 9 as a Jet, where he amassed an incredible 929 points in 713 games. Please welcome back to Winnipeg NHL Hall of Famer Dale Hawerchuk. Dale.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the invite back to. I got to tell you, this won't be my first outdoor game in Winnipeg. Many nights while I was playing here, myself and my teammates would sneak out to the outdoor rink in Charleswood and have a little outdoor game. Sometimes I'd put the pads on. We had a lot of fun. So that was back in the day. There was no cell phones, but once a couple kids got an idea who we were, there was a pretty big crowd, but I'm sure we'll have a bigger one in October and at the Bomber Field. So we're really excited about that. And one thing I love about this, it's such a celebration for Winnipeg and the province of Manitoba. Obviously, hockey's a huge part of our nation, and this city and this province is a big part of it. So it's an exciting day, and it's going to be an exciting time. And I know talking to a lot of people, and guys, former players, they're excited about it, and we look forward to it. Of course, the rivalry with Kevin's here today, and was just talking about how we used to have a few wrestling matches out there, been chasing Gretzky and Messier up and down the ice, and Bill reminded us all of their successes back in the 80s. So some were disheartening, but you know what? People have always asked me, you know, too bad the Oilers and were in your division. You know what? It was great because it was such a challenge, and we look forward to it all the time. And, you know, we were competitors, and we love to compete, and they had a great hockey club, but we couldn't wait to play them, and we can't wait to play them again in October. So it's going to be exciting. We'll try and get a group of players that bring in some of the WHA, Bobby Hall and Hedberg and Nielsen, that great line. And, of course, Mark mentioned Ab McDonald, the first captain, and I've known Ab since I was a Jet here and been a big part of hockey in Manitoba. Try and get some of my former teammates out, maybe my old line mates, Brian Mullen and Paul McLean, and maybe Randy Carlisle. We'll see if we can get him back on the point. I know Dave Ellett's excited to come back, and Dave Babich. And then we'll get Timo Solani. He's going to look forward to coming back, and I know he's agreed to come back and play. And I never got a chance to play with Timo, so maybe I'll get a chance in October. But it's going to be exciting, and well, we're really looking forward to it. And for me, the most exciting part about it is that it's such a celebration for, like I said, the city and the province, and it's like a second home to me. So look forward to it. And again, Mark, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Dale. As has been mentioned here already, the Oilers were a participant in the very first NHL Heritage Classic at Commonwealth Stadium back in 2003. And our next speaker may have been involved that weekend and potentially will be involved in the weekend in October. Please welcome the Vice Chair of the Oilers Entertainment Group and former Edmonton Oiler himself, Mr. Kevin Lowe.
Thank you. I was going to say, what, no applause? On behalf of Daryl Cates and Bob Nicholson and the entire Oilers Entertainment Group staff, I want to say how extremely honored we are to have been asked by Mark Chipman and the Jets to be the opponent for the 2016 Heritage Classic. As Bill Daly mentioned, 13 years ago, a group of Oilers conspired to do something special. And initially, it was going to be potentially to have an outdoor All-Star game. And then it came to our realization that the NHL had never played a regular season game outdoors. And so that began the thought of potentially having a game. And, you know, it was through lots of hard work by five people in particular. It was Patrick LaForge at the time, then president. Two members that are here today, Stu McDonald and Darryl Bolzenkuhl, are now still members of the OEG Entertainment Group organization. Another fellow by the name of Nick Wilson. And Alan Watt, the longtime Edmonton Eskimos employee and worked for the Oilers at some time. Those five collectively put that game together. And Commissioner Bettman said at the following Board of Governors that it was perhaps in his tenure the single most important day for the NHL in however many years he had been Commissioner of the League. So we're extremely proud of that, but we're equally as proud that Mark recognized the Oilers' history with the Jets. And I feel a little bit, I don't want to gloat too much about the victories, and I certainly won't. And I'll actually go one step further and say, people don't recognize how close the Jets were. And I can speak from experience because I played in those series. And although many people talk about the Battle of Alberta, the competitiveness of the Jets and the bruises that we experienced in those series and how close the Jets were, people will never recognize. And the fact that the Oilers had a great history with the Jets and the World Hockey Association and the great series of the 80s in the NHL really is a testimony to what potentially can happen in October of this year. So I won't go on too much further. I know that someone else is waiting to speak who might captain this team, and I hope that I get selected for the team, although he's a pretty competitive guy and might not want me on that team, but however, I'll be here. I know that Jet fans will endorse and embrace the 2016 Heritage Classic the way Edmonton Oilers fans. It was a moment they'll still talking about, and I'm sure that'll be the case this October for the people here in Winnipeg. So thank you for having me and look forward to October.
At this point, I think we have a special guest who might be joining us from Los Angeles, I believe, correct? And he is the captain of the Edmonton Oilers Legends team that will be here next October.
Hello, everyone. And thank you for the kind words, Kevin. And Mr. Chipman, thank you for inviting the Edmonton Oilers to be part of this event. I want to say a special hello to Bill Daly, who is a good friend of mine and done a wonderful job to promote the National Hockey League all through Canada. It's really exciting that the game is going to be in Winnipeg. And as Dale said, we had some great matchups and some wonderful playoff series. It's great to see that Dale is going to be in charge and take over the alumni team. It's nice to see that Timo is going to be part of that group. It's just really an exciting time. Hockey is so big right now throughout North America and especially across Canada. For us to be a small part of the event, we're going to have fun and enjoy the weekend. The players today, the caliber of hockey is so intense and so good. It's just fun being a fan of the National Hockey League. I don't really play in a lot of alumni games. Every now and then you get a special event or a special game, and this event is really unique, really special. And I think back to how proud a guy like John Ferguson would be and his family. A wonderful job that he did at putting together a really great franchise in Winnipeg. And of course, if it wasn't for Bobby Hull, I'm not sure that any of this would be possible. He took a step forward and went to the WHA and went to Winnipeg and made Winnipeg a huge part of hockey in North America. So for us, we're going to come there. We're going to have a wonderful time. I've rallied a few players already. I talked to Mark Messier and Paul Coffey, and they're going to play. Blair McDonald, one of the original captains of the Oilers, has agreed to play. Some younger guys like Kelly Buchberger. And, of course, we can't come to Winnipeg without my left winger, Dave Semenko, and my right winger, Yari Curry. So we look forward to the event. I congratulate the Winnipeg Jets and, of course, the Oilers. You always have to remember that an event like this, we're going to raise some money for a great charity. I guess it's the Winnipeg Jet Foundation. And that's what hockey and life is all about. So hopefully we can put a few smiles on faces while we're there. We're not as good as we used to be, but it'll be a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Wayne. At this point, we have a couple of minutes for some questions from our audience here. Please raise your hand and we'll try to get you one of the wireless mics. Wayne is able to stay with us for a couple of minutes, so your question can be addressed to Wayne, but you need to use the microphone so that he can hear you. Please identify yourself as well when you're asking a question so that we can see who we're talking to if possible. So,
Gary Lawless, TSN. Mark, you brought a franchise here, and immediately people wanted to know if you were going to recognize the past. In the alumni game, what will the jerseys look like for the Winnipeg Jets?
Still working on that, but I think you can expect to see the original Jet jerseys. in the NHL game, the Legends game, I would expect will wear that that era-specific jersey that they used to wear. So haven't got that completely finalized, but I think that's the direction we're heading in.
Anyone else?
Will it be an afternoon game, and do you have any estimate on the capacity at the stadium for it?
Capacity will be the capacity for Investors Group Field as it is. It's approximately 33,000, and there'll be afternoon games, specific start times to be finalized, but probably mid to late afternoon, I would guess.
Okay, I guess we can thank Wayne for joining us this afternoon. We will have, for the members of the media, we will have one-on-ones to follow with all of the individuals here on stage, including Wade Miller, who is here representing the Winnipeg Blue Bombers Football Club. Thank you very much for joining us, everyone. Thank you very much. Enjoy lunch, and we look forward to seeing you in October. It'll be a spectacular weekend for those of us here in Winnipeg and for the NHL, and we're very pleased to be hosting the 2016 Tim Hortons NHL Heritage Classic. Thank you very much, everyone.